Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hello again, Story Club members. I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on Earth. Today is another Ivy's Chilling Tale. This tale, Story Club members, goes out to Megan Bergner, one of my beloved listeners. Megan reached out to me at ivy@gokidgo.com with a request for me to explore the eerie side of marine lore. So, Megan, this under-the-sea scary story is just for you. It's one I call Haunting Depths. Mara Jones was bewitched by the ocean. As a child, she would spend endless hours frolicking in the waves, the cool salt water splashing over her skin. As Mara grew older, her love for the sea only deepened. So when Mara's parents gifted her and her closest friends with a week-long Bahamas beach trip for her 18th birthday, she was beside herself with excitement. Her first adult trip with her friends, no parents, just her being mature and enjoying her favorite beach activities. So, off Mara flew with her besties by her side to the Bahamas. The second day of the trip, Mara and her friends were enjoying the Tropic of Cancer Beach, which is actually the longest stretch of beach on the Emerald Isle of Little Eczema. Diving beneath the waves, Mara and her birthday mates ventured to a cove for snorkeling. There was nothing to be concerned about in the least. The water was a shimmering, crystal-clear blue, and they were enthralled by schools of colorful fish weaving around them. But as they swam further out, Mara felt a chilling brush against her leg. What's that? Of course, she didn't say anything to her friends. She just thought it in her head. After all, it was her first adult trip with them as an 18-year-old, and she didn't want to seem easily frightened or babyish. So Mara dismissed the worrying brush of her leg as seaweed. But the eerie sensation persisted even as she swam further and further out. Oh, what is that? What is that? She kept thinking. Suddenly, Mara's eyes caught a flash of green scales below, and her heart dropped like an anchor. A mermaid was swimming towards her. But this was not a friendly mermaid like the ones Mara had seen in cartoons over the years. Oh, no. This mermaid had long, tangled hair and razor-sharp teeth. As it circled her, Mara's friends remained oblivious to the creature. They were too busy giggling and splashing one another to notice that Mara had gone quiet. At this point, Mara wanted to alert her friends, but she found suddenly that she couldn't. Mara fought to keep her head above water while the mermaid whispered something in an otherworldly language, making her unable to shout out, and instead to feel an irresistible lure towards the dark depths of the ocean. Unable to resist the pull of the mermaid, Mara took the deepest breath she could and followed the creature under the waves. Once Mara was fully submerged, well beyond the sight of her companions, the mermaid's clan surrounded her, all possessing the same sharp teeth and tangled hair. They whispered in a strange language, and though Mara couldn't understand the words, she could sense their malicious intentions. They wanted her to stay, to become one of them. Realizing that she had been lured into a terrible trap and would forever lose her life on land if she didn't act quickly, Mara did the only thing she could think of to do. She yanked the mirror locket from around her neck, and, in their vanity, the mermaids swam in a cluster to view themselves like sharks smelling blood. As the mermaids were distracted from Mara, admiring themselves in the falling mirror locket, Mara seized the opportunity, swimming for the surface just as quickly as she could. When she burst forth from the water, Mara gasped for breath, and then, barely taking a moment to recover, she swam furiously for the shore. When Mara collapsed on the beach, her friends dismissed her story as fantasy, saying that she'd clearly had a lack of oxygen when the waves overcame her. But Mara knew the truth, and she never went snorkeling again. She couldn't shake the feeling that the mermaids were still out there, waiting for her to return to the ocean. Mara didn't love the ocean anymore after the 18th birthday trip to the Bahamas. In all of her nightmares, Mara saw the whispering mermaids with their razor-sharp teeth, tangled hair, and chilling smiles. They would never forget her either, Mara knew, and they would always be waiting. Splish splash, I think I'll stick to the bath after that tale. I don't know about you, beloved listeners, but in my opinion, those mermaids sound like the worst birthday party crashers ever. I hope this scaly, scary tale was just what you were hoping for, Megan. If you have requests like Megan, reach out to me at ivy@gokidgo.com, and I'll share your scary idea by weaving a wicked tale for all the Story Club members. Come back tomorrow for another episode, because every Story Club member needs a little scare every day. Ivy out. Hi, grown-ups. We are incredibly grateful that our show is one of your family's podcast picks. In order to continue to make the type of content you'd like to hear, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd love if you could take a few minutes to complete it. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm.fm/kids. As a thank you, each participant will be entered to win a prize pack from one of the shows, including a prize pack from Go Kid Go. Thank you!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.